In other time, I can't finish it,
Okay.
and that's why I'm now in the office and
Okay.
do some things for closing,
Okay.
and yeah, learn English in the same time.
Where are you now? Are you in your office or in a meeting room
Yeah,
or okay.
in the meeting room.
In a meeting room. Okay. Is it easy to get a meeting room space or is it sometimes difficult to get a space?
It's difficult, but now for in the on the floor now it's around 5 people, so it's not crowded and quiet, and it can possible to take a meeting room. But sometimes if in the evening it's difficult to find empty available room
Yeah.
in the office.
Sure. Okay, cool. Just check your pronunciation there, Ksenia. Could be a little bit better, your pronunciation. Say crowded. Crowded. Yeah.
Crowded.
Yeah. What you said sounded like crowdy. But cr cr yeah,
Crowded.
crowded. Yeah, good. That's better. Crowded. Crowded. Crowded room. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about meetings as well. Do you have regular meetings at work, like every once a week or something? Or I don't know, what's the system for meetings? How?
Yes, we have several meetings at the week, and for example, one of it's like general meeting with all people in the office, and in this meeting, yeah, people say a talk or how to describe what happened and for in this
Okay.
happened on this week,
Yes.
and second week se second week meeting we have second meeting. It's like department meeting. It's a small, and also we talk about yeah, department issues.
Issues, good issues. Department issues, very good. Are you very active in the meetings? Do you talk a lot in the meetings or are you mainly listening?
Yeah, I'm mainly listening.
Okay.
It's a time to relax.
Yeah.
So
Yeah,
it's not
right.
so important, and just people just listen to yeah, like directors.
Okay. How many? Usually, how many people are in a meeting? Is it 10? More than 10? How many?
In the general meetings, it's maybe 100,
Oh.
maybe less, yeah.
Wow,
And
it's big.
it's crowded. It's
Crowded, crowded.
crowded, yeah,
Yeah,
crowded.
that's right. Okay.
And department meeting, it's maybe 10, 20, 10 or
Okay.
something.
Well, that's a big meeting with nearly 100 people. Wow. Okay. Yeah, you can't be active in such a meeting, really. It's difficult to, yeah, talk.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because in on this meeting there are agenda, and people talk like reserve time to talk on this meeting, and these minutes
Very
with
good,
like
very good. Yeah, minutes. That's right, that's right. Okay. Right. In our discussion, I'm also noting some. Maybe we can correct something sometimes in the sentence. So, look at this sentence. Read this again. You said this sentence. We.
We have several meetings at the week, in the week.
Yeah. That's possible in the week. In the week is possible. Good. There's another possibility. Not in the week.
During
During the week. Yeah, very good. Look at the second.
the
Yeah, during the week. Yeah, very good. Read this phrase you said at the meeting.
At the meeting, there are
An agenda.
there is
Good.
okay
That's
that.
right. Yeah, perfect. There is an agenda. Today is Thursday. Have you had a meeting this week, or are you going to have a meeting tomorrow?
Usually we have at the Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah,
Tuesday. Yeah.
Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah.
And in this week, we don't have a meeting because it's holiday and nobody officially in the office.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's still holiday. Oh, yeah, of course, because it's the
So holiday.
Russian. Yeah, it's the Russian New Year, right? Yeah. Okay. What is the system for that? Like in Russia, let's talk about the Russian New Year. When is the holiday for the Russian New Year? It's what, today, tomorrow? When is it?
From 30th in de December till
Yeah.
17 January.
17th.
Yes, seventh.
Oh, sorry,
January.
seventh. Yeah, okay. So it's like 1 week, yeah? 1 week, approximately.
This year it's 1 week. Last year I think it's 1.5 week.
Okay. So, for example, Russian students start school next week, yeah? Monday? Okay. Do you have any holiday plans? Are you doing anything special over the holiday?
No,
No.
nothing special.
No. Okay. Which is the most important day? Is it tomorrow or Saturday?
Most important is first
Oh,
January.
okay. Yeah.
Christmas, it's a good time, but we usually celebrate first January.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking about this with another Russian student recently because I was trying to understand why do you have a different holiday time to the UK? And we found the reason was because of a different calendar system, you know, with the Russian church. Yeah. So that's why. That's the reason. 'Cause like in Russia, yeah, in Russia, the 25th of December is n not a special day, right? Like Christmas,
Yes,
yeah.
first 31 or
31st,
what
31st.
32.
When you say 31 December, you need to say 31st. Yeah. Yeah.
31st December is working day
Yeah.
usually. Yeah, but this year it's Sunday, sa Saturday, so we didn't work this time.
Try that. Just practice that a second, a little bit. I'll give you some days. You say them. What is this? Sorry, one second. What is that? Can you read that date for me? The.
31st of April.
Very good.
21st of January.
Good. This one.
31st of October.
Okay. Right, just a second. He finished.
He finished 31st in the race.
Very good. And try this one. She came. This one.
He came 21st in the competition.
Very good. She came 21st in the
Oh, when
competition.
does it mean it's like place or it's
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah, you can use two verbs in English. You can use finish and come. So you're talking about the position in the result. Okay?
Position.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. well, another example, say, I don't know, Russia came second in the Eurovision song contest. Was that correct? Last okay. Did you watch it last year? I think Russia was second, no? Or third?
No, I don't know. I didn't follow
Eurovision.
this.
Eurovision. Yeah, sure. Okay, very good. Finish and come. All right. So that's right. So what have we talked about so far today? Right, we started talking about your lunchtimes. I learned some interesting things about that. We talked about the discussions you have. You don't talk shop. Sometimes you talk about bringing up children with your colleagues. Yeah. Then we talked about meetings at work. Yeah. Then we talked about the Russian New Year holiday. Well, talking of holidays in general, I mean, when you have a baby, when you are a mother, it's difficult or impossible to take holidays sometimes. I mean, travel holidays, isn't it? You can't really go to foreign countries so easily, can you? Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because, kid?
Child.
Child is small and it's not convenient to take bring him to, with
no.
in the plane or in no. the train.
No, it's not. Maybe when Max is a little older, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, then it's better. But
I hope so. But I heard that children in this time is to be moving.
Yes.
Much bigger, faster, and try to move.
Yes.
Do more things and can't stay or sit on the on the plane quietly.
That's right. Uh-huh. Well, there's a useful word for you: to fidget. To fidget. Do you know what fidget means?
No.
Okay. Children find it difficult to sit still. Sometimes they are always fidgeting. So, can you understand what it means?
Like moving.
Yeah. But what kind of moving is fidgeting? Can you describe it a little bit? What is the person doing if they are... Look at the pictures here. We can see some examples of people fidgeting in different ways. What is she doing? She's playing with her hair. What's he doing? He's tapping his fingers. He's drumming a pencil. Look at this boy. He should be studying, but he's not studying. He's playing a stupid game with his pencil. What's he doing?
Yeah,
he's fidgeting.
Yeah.
Of course, not just children. Everybody fidgets. Adults.
Yeah, everybody.
The meeting is very boring. You know, very boring meeting, and everybody is fidgeting. Yeah.
It's clear.
You see? Yeah. Okay.
Good word.
It's a very good word to know. Yeah, that's right. Fidget. So you were talking about children. Yeah, traveling with children on the plane, for example. Yeah, they're fidgeting and Sorry, go on, Ksenia. Yeah. You finish.
Okay.
Go on.
That's why I got a driving license, and if I buy a car, I can. Move and be more flexible.
Yeah, good.
For traveling with my child.
With your child, yeah, very good. Did you go on a foreign holiday last year in 2016? Maybe not. You were pregnant. Maybe it was difficult to go.
No, I traveled. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this Last year I was in US
Oh,
and
really? Oh. Oh,
and
okay. Okay. Well, we don't have a lot of time for that today, but we can definitely, well, let's talk more about your trip to the US in the next lesson,
Okay.
maybe. When did you go to the US? 2016 or 2015?
16.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. We'll talk more about that.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Now we'll move on to the course book in the next part of the lesson. Just before we do that, let's just review the vocabulary a little bit. So, can you remember the verb that describes what these people are doing?
Stupid things.
Yeah.
Fidgeting.
Fidgeting. Yeah, very good.
Yes.
Fidgeting. Yeah, perfect. Okay, I'm going to say a sentence, but the sentence is not correct. I want you to make my sentence correct, okay? I was born on the 31 of January.
I was
On.
born on repeat again.
I was born on the 31 of January.
Okay. I was born on 31st of January.
Very good. Remember this verb. How do we describe this in English when people, colleagues from work, are talking about work outside work? What are they doing? It's bad to do this.
To talk shop.
Very good. They're talking shop. Okay. Good. Which two verbs, Ksenia, can we use to describe the position of somebody in the result of something? For example, if we talked about Russia, second Eurovision Song Contest, what two verbs can we use in English to describe that? Russia
Russia comes.
comes or came, past tense, came second.
Okay. Came second.
Good.
Second
In the
by
competition,
position.
your second position.
In the competition.
Very good. Or Russia.
Russia finished
Yeah.
second.
Yeah.
In the competition.
Very good. How do we describe a lunch that kids or people take to work? Sandwiches they make at home, for example. What kind of lunch is that?
Packet lunch.
Very good. Just change the pronunciation a little bit. It's not packed lunch, but packed lunch.
Okay. Packed lunch.
Perfect. Yeah, very good pronunciation. Yeah, perfect. Packed lunch.
Packed lunch.
Very good. And okay, one more thing. I'm going to say a sentence with the wrong pronunciation, and I want you to change the pronunciation to make it correct. Okay. So, the meeting was very crowdy.
The meeting was very crowded.
Yeah. Perfect. All right. Very good. All right. So, in the second part of the lesson then today, what we're going to do is continue with the book. So, like, where are we in the book? Right, we're on unit 6. Yesterday, we were looking at some key vocabulary. Yeah, maybe let's review that vocabulary first a little bit before we continue. Now, when people are waiting, standing something, it's not called a line. What is that called, that line where people are standing? What's the correct name in English? Yeah, waiting outside the bank or something. What's that called? Called a
Key,
yeah.
key. I forgot. Cute,
No.
new
Well, it's
No, I don't remember. Call.
Q.
Q, yeah, Q.
Q, that's right. So the pronunciation, Ksenia, is the same when you say, LMNOPQ. Yeah, you see? Okay, very good. And what does it mean if you jump a queue? What have you done if you have jumped the queue?
So if I jump the queue, I go first behind
Yeah.
the behind The people.
Yeah, you go to the front. You don't wait. Yeah, you don't wait. You go to the front.
Yeah, don't wait. Yes.
Okay, very good. What does raise money mean? Can you sort of describe situations in which people raise money? What does that mean?
It's like donation. To children.
Mm-hmm.
Or to. To dogs, spray or stray
dogs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what is raising money? Raising money is collecting money.
Collecting money for
charity.
Charity. Yeah, charity.
Yeah, good.